due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You can't beat Brock Lesnar. I thought even your hatred for me would allow the beast inside you to come out. But this whole role model thing, you really do believe it. So I'll give you a chance. Let that aggression out, and this Sunday, you have a chance to become the WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Hi, everybody. This is WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for September 20th. Can't do anything until the flyover happens. Hold on a second. Here they come. All right. Two holidays today. It's National Punch Day. I think that's dedicated to Ray Rice.
Oh, too soon.
Or maybe it's the drink. I don't know. Punch? Hawaiian Punch?
Hawaiian Punch, that guy with that stupid Jughead hat.
Didn't he used to punch people, too? He was like, man, he would punch.
Yeah, that was violent.
He had some. Who are you? Wait a second. Let me introduce you in a second.
Oh, sorry.
You're tipping off what my surprise was. All right. National Punch Day, and it's international start of Oktoberfest. So get your mugs high in the air and your lederhosen and whatever else they do on Oktoberfest and have a Löwenbräu. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. We'll introduce the cast real quick. We got Mark Fantasia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
And returning Jay-Z.
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, I haven't heard that sound in a long time.
I know. The computer keeps changing in here, so I lose all my openings. I got them someplace. I'm going to bring a Vax. Yeah. People used to complain about our opens because we just spent more time doing our opens than anything
there's
else.
There's like 40 pages on our iTunes page that's like nothing but complaints.
I don't want to hear about those sponsors. Yeah. I don't live there.
Yeah, that's right. We have the iTunes page out there. If you ever check out, we have every show like the last 2 years on iTunes.
Wow,
it's pretty cool. And now Jay-Z, who'd you come up with today?
I came up with Jay-Z. Jay-Z squared.
Jay-Z squared.
I guess he's my son Jonas is in here, but he doesn't want to put the headphones on, so he can't hear what we're saying except for in this room. So
that's okay. He probably can hear me because they're turned up pretty loud. The ones that aren't on, and can you hear me? He's just paying. Oh, he's shy.
Yeah, he's a little shy. He's all
right. Well, Jay-Z, it's nice to see you, brother. Where have you been doing since, was it WrestleMania last time we saw you?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, I don't know, having more children.
procreating. You're repopulating the world.
Working, listening to a lot of Jim Ross. So if I go into the Jim Ross cadence and start talking like this all the time,
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. They put the flag on the cowboy. Have you seen that on UWF? It's pretty good.
You know, I do have to say one thing. I have not seen him since before WrestleMania. It was the week before. And I think everyone in the room unanimously said, no, Undertaker's going to keep the streak alive.
He's except
the
one for Jay-Z, yes.
And I have not seen him since, and I've wanted to say, good job, buddy.
He's you the one. It. He's the
you're
one.
The one behind the 21-1.
He's the one on the one.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, when that happened, I know this is old news, but when that happened, I was watching it in my living room, and you could literally hear the air leave. And my oldest son, he was very upset.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's a huge Undertaker fan.
He didn't do the big eyes, did he?
I'm not a fan, and I was upset.
I was like, I didn't want to be right. This one time I didn't want to be right. And I was like, well, you know, I should have put money on this.
Be honest with you, that match, the last 10 minutes of that match, the Undertaker was out cold, and you could see there was something. He was he was sandbagging everything, and it was like
really looked like the dead man.
There was something wrong, and it's like, you know, the way it ended, it didn't surprise me at that point because it's like he's hurt or something, and you know they're gonna, you know.
Yeah, didn't he go to the hospital after? I don't know.
Yeah, he had a serious concussion.
He seems to be doing really well with Michelle McCool. He's an Instagram star now.
He is. Yeah. He is. Yeah, him and he went to McFoley's show a couple of weeks ago, and but yeah, you are the man who did it. You're the only one. I think you've been calling for it every year, though. To be honest,
you know, it's like the one guy who bets on the Washington.
The Washington Generals
against the Globetrotters.
Yeah, and they win every once in a while, too. Maybe once every 5-10 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's usually a mistake.
It usually involves food poisoning before the show.
Yes.
What's wrong with Curly?
We're getting him stranded on an island with Gilligan.
Yeah, whoa. They didn't show up. I guess that's a forfeit. They're on Gilligan's Island.
There you go.
All right, so we got Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Jay-Z squared, is it?
I think so.
Squared
or
cube?
My second son.
Yes. The cubing of the Jay-Z.
That's right. I have quadruple Jay-Zs in my house besides myself.
That's right. Everybody's a Jay-Z if you think about it.
Except for my wife.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. That's pretty crazy. You're okay, George Foreman. It's time to...
Easy to remember our initials.
That's right. That's right. You know, also great musicians, too. Let me do my plugs real quick, and then we'll get into what we're going to talk about Night of Champions and everything, as well as a bunch of other things, but... I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. This is the point when you're on iTunes where you can just fast forward about a minute and then you'll pass all this. Join us for WWE's Night of Champions tomorrow at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Hosted by us, there'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tomorrow night, WWE's Night of Champions, September 21st. And you know that's a special date in my life because it's the day that I was expelled from my mother's womb. And I'm be celebrating a day that day. Why don't you come out and buy me a drink or something?
Yes, and someone's going to have to drive him home.
Tomorrow's going to be a good night.
Yeah, we're Night of Champions coming out. Join us at Salvatore's at the Garage Door tomorrow. We're also going to be there 1 week from today for UFC 178, Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Of course, it's a packed UFC card. I'm not even going to mention who's on it, but it's a $5 cover. Come on and join us. We'll have a good time, I promise. Starts at 10 o'clock, so that's 1 week from today. And yeah, come join us tomorrow night for WWE. There's no cover for WWE pay-per-view, so come hang out with us and enjoy. I think it's going to be good. We're going to talk about the pay-per-view in a little bit. One more plug, Bill Graze's, home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Straw Museum of Play, and our friend Jamie, who brought up cheeseburgers and burnt onion rings. So, I mean, it's not bad. I like them crispy. They're good.
They're well done.
They're very well done, and you will enjoy them. There's something for everyone at Bill Graze. Find the newest Bill Graze to you online at...
BillGraze.com.
Hey, I got to be part of it.
I haven't done that in a while.
All right, so welcome back to the show, Jay-Z, and welcome. Thank you for being here, Mark. We're going to talk with Night of Champions. I've got to really make a quick announcement. Last week we were talking about Ric Flair was going to be at this big Batavia Downs card show today.
Yeah,
and he's supposed to be signing at 12 noon. But Ric Flair had an appendectomy about a week ago.
Did he have like appendicitis?
Yeah, appendicitis, and he had some. I guess he had a hernia repair too. So he's got out of the hospital today.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be
there. Yeah, he's definitely not coming, so don't count on it. Pete Rose is still going to be there, though.
Ooh.
So you better watch out. Kane might
show up and chokeslam him.
Chokeslam him or, you know, do whatever Kane does to him, you know. But,
Wait. Yeah. Pete Rose is at Batavia Downs?
Yes, he's at Batavia. You can't bet on baseball there.
I know, but... Pete Rose, those jokes just write themselves.
It's irony. It's perfect.
They do. He can bet the horses, but you know, Pete actually tweeted something out to somebody. Kane was fighting somebody, and Pete sent him a tweet. I think you talked about it last week. He sent him a tweet telling him to watch out for that Kane character because Pete still doesn't forget. And Pete is in the WWE Hall of Fame too, so there is a WWE Hall of Famer there.
The celebrity wing.
Yeah, that's right. He's in the celebrity ring. You know, I mean, yeah, but you know what? I mean, nothing like him coming out in the San Diego Chicken outfit and getting tombstoned by Kane.
I still think the best was at WrestleMania 14 when he's just started ripping everybody.
It was in Boston.
Yes.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I remember Bill Buckner, the ball went between his legs.
And that was before we had made up for that.
That's right. It's been a few years. Yeah, it was very painful. But so Ric Flair will not be doing the autograph signing. He was supposed to be at NXT TakeOver 2 last week, and he wasn't there, and so that's when I started the speculation of what was going on with him. And He did. The promoter did let me know that he was not coming. So, I mean, obviously he did let him know in advance. So it wasn't like he's just not showing.
Well, it's kind of important. At least he didn't have a wooectomy.
Yeah, a wooectomy? Well, if Nature Boy had a wooectomy, that would be the end of the world for him. But every fan, all he's got to do is chop someone, and you'll hear a woo from everybody
else.
That's true. So.
We fill in for the woos.
We will. So thank you. So thanks for coming in, Jay-Z. We got to talk a little bit about Night of Champions. It's this weekend. You want to come out and hang out with us at Salvatore's and watch Night of Champions. We were talking a little bit off the air before we came in and some thoughts. And by the way, you can give us a call, 222-1280, *1280 is the number. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Or you can text us at that number, too. And this is something Jay-Z's never done. He's got the text in front of him. And so you can it's called Zip Whip.
Zip Whip.
If you're looking for it, it's open in Explorer.
Oh, okay.
And you'll find all the texts from John DiTullio's show yesterday. And they'll start piling in there. So it's really interesting. We can't read all of them because some of them tend to be a little racy.
I gotta give Chris from Brighton props. He says he's surprised that Nature Boy didn't need a liver replacement.
Chris is back on the ball now. Thank you so much. 222-1280 if you want to text us. You can also tweet us, too, at pain_clinic. There's many ways to get us, but calling us is probably one of our favorites. 222-1280, *1280. You know, Danger Boy's not here, the artist is not here, and Dan Cole's not here, and I suspect the rub-a-dub-dub three men in a tub.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
It wasn't your fault? Did you lock the door? You know, there's this Fringe Fest going on here. You can't park anywhere near this building.
Yeah, you know, it gives you the taste of New York City's culture and also their parking.
I'm actually parked in Penfield.
Are you in Penfield?
I walked.
Yeah, I'm down around the corner, you know, way. I'm over by some church. I guess it gets crazier as the day goes on. So don't stay too late unless you want to get absorbed into the circus. You know.
I was actually upset it was not a festival about Randy Savage's jackets in the mid-90s.
Oh, well, you know, if you see some of those pictures, you'll see some of that. You'll definitely see some of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going on big time in this town tonight. So check out the Fringe Fest while you're here. It's kind of handicapping us right now because we can't get anywhere near this building. Welcome to the show. This is what we were talking a little bit about Night of Champions, and of course the big plug, the big build up now seems to be John Cena and Brock Lesnar. And it's really weird last week that the confrontation between Brock Lesnar and John Cena happened at about the halftime of the football game. I don't know if you noticed that or not while watching Raw, but it was about if you're watching the football game at the same time, turned over to Raw, and that's when that stuff started. And if you remember the week before, John Cena grabbed Paul Heyman and said, you know, you bring him to me by halftime. That's what he said. So obviously they're trying to, program against the people who are watching football. But it was a lesson. I loved Paul Heyman is nothing but gold for this company. You know, this guy, he's worth every penny or more. And Jay-Z and I were talking a little bit about what's kind of going. And he's kind of like, it's kind of like a Star Wars relate. You know? It's like, you know, Paul Heyman's the emperor. You know, John Cena's Luke Skywalker, and Brock Lesnar is Darth Vader. And so the Emperor, or Paul Heyman's like, you know, hit me, let your fury, release your fury. You know,
giving to your anger.
Giving to your anger.
Strike me down.
And, of course, John Cena's Luke Skywalker, and he's like, no, I'm a farm boy from Tatooine. I can't do it, you know.
If Paul Heyman comes out and says, I'm your father. Wait, no, that would be Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar,
which is not impossible, I don't think.
I don't know. I think they might be close to the same age. I mean,
I know Lesnar's a strong guy. Maybe he's got some strong swimmers.
Yeah, you never know. If when he was what, 6 months old?
Hey, you never know. Have you seen the guy?
Yeah, true. Yeah, 222-1280 *1280 is the number. So that's it. That was our relate to what was happening this Monday. I think it was some excellent stuff. I'm not really kind of excited about the Rusev Mark Henry match. Mark Henry, nope. He turned into Hacksaw Jim Duggan in about 2 weeks.
How did that close Raw? I would have taken another Bella segment over that closing Raw. I thought even that was just not, I don't know.
Bella segment.
Well, I mean, that would be an exaggeration, let's be honest here, but I'm saying that.
As long as it's taped backstage, I can handle that. When it's live, it's just terrible.
And they never told anyone about it.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
That's right.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The whole Springer segment from a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago was just worst.
With the, with the diva role.
I'm just saying that I didn't really like that is what ended Raw. That you could have ended Raw with, what was it, Rollins and...
Yeah, you could set Rollins and Reigns. You know, I mean, I think you know they kind of threw in Jericho and Randy Orton about a week ago to do something with either of them. I guess I always assumed that Jericho's blow off match with Bray Wyatt. Juxtapose those letters, but I thought that was going to be at the pay-per-view, and that they want to go a different direction with Bray Wyatt now. Apparently, he's going to have some sort of huge impact on the pay-per-view. We're not sure. Yeah, so they're keeping him because they don't. I think you know, after the way they treated the Wyatt family when John Cena beat all three of them by himself a couple weeks ago, I still you know have that bad taste in my mouth.
I wonder if they might take be the reason that he doesn't win. That's possible.
I thought of that too, but I mean, they just got done with that feud.
Yeah, that's true.
Extreme Rules, I think, or Payback.
That's true, but I mean, it'd get him out of the title picture for a while again.
Yeah,
and feed.
And there's a lot. There's a lot. You know, we're not saying that Brock Lesnar's going to win. We're not saying John Cena's going to lose, but they're also trying to say, okay, if Brock Lesnar wins, who's the next good guy that he's got a feud with to lead up? Because we all heard Roman Reigns is going to get him at WrestleMania, and this might be the making of Roman Reigns. We'll see what happens. Things change before that period. But if that be the case, then I've heard the Big Show possibly being the next Brock Lesnar. And you remember last time they had a series, the Drop the Ring, you know? They had that... You know, they made the ring collapse.
They did that Bam Bam Bigelow bit from ECW years ago.
That was just going through a hole. This made the whole ring fall apart.
That's when Heyman turned on Brock Lesnar and went with Big Show, didn't he? In that last feud,
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't even know if he was with Brock then. I don't remember Brock had. That's a long time ago. I'm thinking about it.
It's kind of like 2002-ish.
Yeah, it was.
At Survivor Series that year, Paul Heyman went down to the ring with Brock Lesnar, but then turned on him and helped Big Show win the title.
Oh, interesting. Ah. So I don't think, right now, it's on the network
for $9.99.
Right now, I think Paul Heyman, as long as Brock Lesnar holds that title, Paul Heyman will be with him because Brock Lesnar's promo ability is a backstage facade. You know, I mean, he can't do it live. He can only do it when he's like sitting down and they do 18 cuts.
How much? Yeah. How bad are the bloopers from that reel?
I would like to see that. I'd like to see the Nikki Bella reel. I would like to see it.
Oh,
my womb.
3 hours of bloopers from Nikki.
Yeah, yeah, we won't hear Mean Gene going, "We're live, pal."
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
One of my favorite bloopers of all time.
Yes, and it was live.
Yeah, you know, that's the stuff that WWE really would be opening the curtain to that you'll never see.
No.
But probably at their Christmas party, they bust it out.
Wait, when was this Mean Gene one?
That was Sid Vicious. He was live on, what was it, Nitro? No, it wasn't Nitro. It might have been Saturday Night. Or something, and he flubbed.
He flubbed, and he goes, "Let's take this again." And then Gene looks over at him.
We're live, pal. It's good stuff.
That's awesome.
I think Sid has a few of those in his repertoire.
Yeah, especially when he broke his leg.
I always like the one with Sid where he's like, "And I'm half the man with half the brain that you are."
Yes.
Best promo man next to Scott Steiner.
Oh my! So yeah, so we got the Night of Champions, and that's probably gonna end the show. I'm thinking that, like I said, as long as Lesnar holds that title, Heyman will be with him. I don't see any changes happening before WrestleMania, really.
No.
It might be a more competitive match. I mean, if you saw the last one, it was like a one-sided affair. They could have made that 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
It was a squash match.
Yeah, it was a glorified. I mean, John got the, you know, Cena got the couple of the hope spots in there, but it just never, you know, he never really built up any offense against him. And, you know, I think that was meant to make the rematch even better, but I still don't think it's going to go his way.
Let me tell you, that match made me a John Cena fan.
Because of what he did? Yeah.
Who as a top guy would go into a match knowing, because we know it's all predetermined, obviously,
sure,
knowing that he was going to get beat down that way. Like, that, to me, shows that he's got a lot of character.
And think about how many moves you take in a night. 16 of the same suplexes on the back of your neck. That's pretty, after a while, like that, yeah.
Especially since he's got issues, too, with, like, I think his shoulder and his neck, so.
Hey, you know, after four Germans, the French gave up on that match.
I know, so.
They gave up.
I saw the meme or whatever. John Cena's better than the whole French country of France.
Oh, don't 16, say that about me, Cashman. Oh.
It took 16 Germans to.
Sorry.
It's okay. We got to go to break, folks. 222-1280, star 1280. Give us a call. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of news. A lot of TNA stuff going on right now. They're taping shows that, according to news we did weeks ago, have no place to air. So maybe they do, and they're just keeping it secret. We're going to speculate on that later. We also got more Night of Champions to talk about. Little Rusev, Mark Henry, Hacksaw Dugan there.
Oh.
He comes out with a 2x4. I know he's totally changed.
That'd be awesome.
But we got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. Sorry, Fox Sports 1280. Tasting freedom while it does, been calling back. But there is no beast. It's just you. An old, washed-up, loudmouth scumbag has-been who doesn't deserve the dirt off of my hands.
Wow. I'll give you credit, Mr. Cena. You're doing the right thing by walking away. I mean, if I were your mother, I'd be very proud of you. If my son was born with a pair of testicles.
No, real Americans don't need to just believe. What real Americans need to do is just please rise. Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice say along with us, we the people. So who's
changing? Yep, it's that easy. BillyCredit.com. It's that easy.
Or HugeKiaCredit.com. Listen, just because Tom's here doesn't mean you have to side with Hyundai.
BillyCredit.com.
HugeKiaCredit.com.
Hey, I don't care which one of my stores you go to on either side of the street.
See, he endorses
you, too.
Right here,
Ridge Road, Greece, New York. Facilo Kia, Facilo Hyundai. Battle of the brands. As you can tell, we're starting the battle already, folks. Hey, Rochester, I got news for you. Regardless of what car you buy, you're going to leave with a beautiful 51 plasma Samsung. Unbelievable.
That's included with every purchase, and that's whether you buy a new Kia, a new Hyundai, right, both with that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, or if you buy a pre-owned vehicle as well.
Can you imagine your living room having that 51 flat screen in there?
I think my living room would look great with a 51-inch
watch
flat screen TV in it.
Watch that ball game, have friends over on Sunday.
So how about you let
you
me have
a great
one.
Car, a great warranty, the best in the business at 10-year, 100,000-mile
maybe
warranty.
I can have one of those
get
TVs.
Get the flat screen. It's all about being huge, Rochester. Huge.
I can have one?
You. Put that coffee down. Break sober. Your mornings are meant for Fox Sports Daybreak. Heard here every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m.
Coffee's for closers only.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
One time, let it flow, John. Become my vision of you as a Paul Heyman guy.
This is Taryn Terrell, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Always suck the head and eat the tail.
Hello.
That's a throwback. That was like my first month on the show.
Taryn Terrell. I can't say, but she's been prominently featured in the knockouts division on TNA the last few weeks. And wait till November comes around, or maybe it be October. She's a great wrestler too, which is amazing.
She's great, and WWE did absolutely nothing with her.
They made her
a ring announcer in ECW.
Yeah, she was a GM, and she was out there, and she had some guys with her too.
Well, I think at that point they had so many women on the roster at that point.
Yeah, they were still.
They couldn't
I think
do
saw
much
Trish.
With her.
Let me tell you that Pinklink's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Night of Champions at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be there. I promise you. I am celebrating. And I'm not even going to tell the terrible thing I just said a minute ago off the air. Okay. No, I'll do it later. You just see if you can catch it. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Night of Champions tomorrow night. It'll be a lot of fun. Come hang out with us. These pay-per-views have been actually, the initial drop that happened because of the network around WrestleMania, it seems to have been building back up the last few pay-per-views. We're getting great crowds out there. So,
well, wrestling's a communal thing.
We talk and we give stuff away. Got T-shirts to give away and some
pizza.
Think about it. The money you save, you can spend.
Yeah.
$9.99 is a little bit less than the $69 you would have paid a year ago.
By the way, can I make a public service announcement?
You may.
For those of you who have purchased the $9.99 WWE t-shirt, please stop.
Well, you know you get a free month network if you do that.
So really? The t-shirt is what's free.
The t-shirt.
It's not really a purchase.
They're the reason we can't have good things.
222-1280 Star Troy is the phone number. Thank you. We got Dave from Henrietta on the line. Dave, what's happening, my brother?
Hey, let's see. Kane once spent a time in told John Cena to embrace the hate.
Yes.
Kind of sounds like what Paul Heyman is doing. Isn't that the same thing? As like
they must be a lot of Star Wars fans that write for WWE.
you know what? I'm going to do this right now since Jay-Z did it. Just like every year for WrestleMania, he went against Undertaker.
Yeah,
calling a John Cena a heel turn.
John Cena heel turn,
just in case.
Okay, it'll happen one of these days.
I see a little edge.
Yeah, there's everyone tries to turn Cena because you know why? Because as long as people boo him and they're audible, there's people out there that are hoping for that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it just creates like a, you know, we've basically never seen it. I mean, you know, he was the Thuganomics guy, and, you know, I don't really remember it back then.
He was a heel when he first came out, Thuganomics guy, because he would come out and he was taking on good guys. He would cut the, and that's really what got him over was those battle raps he was doing. I thought they were hilarious. I liked him back then. I'll be honest with you, I really liked him a lot back then because one, he was new, but also he would like just put people down, and it's like, and he would throw in, you know, those smart mark lines too that, you know, only the internet people know, you know. So I mean, but John, you know, John, I don't know if John ever wrote. Actually, he probably did write most of them himself because he is a rap artist. But yeah, you know what? If he goes heel,
you just call him a rap artist.
Yeah, he is a rap artist, isn't he?
yo, that would make me a rap artist.
Yeah, let's just say he is a wrestler.
My time is here. My time is now. Well, that's his theme song is a rap tune.
He loves the rap music.
Remember, he put out the CD. I remember we were trying to get him on around that time. But I will say that, you know what, John, the company's really got to be hurting for John to go heel. I mean, it's got to be like Hulk Hogan did with the NWO.
Yeah.
It just can't be any random time. It's got to be in a very important juxtaposition of the company, you know?
But truthfully, they do need something like this. They haven't had anything interesting or anything.
Yeah, what super faces do they have that would take his spot? There's nobody. He is the top dog in that company, even if he doesn't hold belts and stuff. He is the top guy.
Here's the thing. When it comes to Cena turning heel, I listened to Paul Heyman interviewed a couple weeks ago. And he talked about who in the WWE has the ECW ideal, and it's John Cena, in that ECW didn't necessarily have good guys and bad guys. You could cheer or boo who you wanted, and Cena is like that. He doesn't care if you boo him. He doesn't care if you cheer him. He's just him. He's got an extension of himself, and I don't think he's ever going to be like that full 100% heel that we all want to see. I think he'll have a little edge, and I think that's what he needs with this whole Lesnar storyline. He needs to add some edge to his character because he can't beat him as the hustle, loyalty, respect guy.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Heyman's right because, you know what, back in the ECW days, everybody did everything for everybody. John Cena does it for, he doesn't refuse a lot of things, and he does it for the building of the company. He won't do something just for the sake of losing all his merchandising. Okay?
That's the only thing I'm tired of hearing about is the only reason he won't turn heel is because of that. You don't want to do that because they make a lot on his merchandise. I get it, but
Cena's a company man. He doesn't. If they tell him he needs to turn heel, he's going to turn heel. And he's the guy who he'll say, yes, whatever Vince wants. Yes, sir, I'll do what you want. So I don't think he's going to ever turn heel because Vince doesn't want him to turn heel. Vince doesn't see him as a bad guy. He sees him as the face of the company, and the face of the company will never be a bad guy because that's never been the culture of WWE. They've always been a babyface company. So I don't see him going heel because they would never put a heel at the top of the marquee unless Lesnar turned face, which is possible because people might get behind the big giant badass.
Yeah, but he won't ever. I mean, he's a part-time player. He's it's only a full-time guy. Will you?
Hey, Precious.
What's up, Precious? You still Precious? There, Dave?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's a horrible thing to call his wife.
No. Oh no, it's his dog.
Hey. Oh, okay. I'm
Jay-Z,
sorry.
You're causing trouble already. Have to go back on suspension for another 6 months.
I love you, Dave.
Yeah, who asked for him back anyway?
The audience of one.
Yes. Well, anything else, Dave?
Yeah, by the way, it's also a National Thank a Cop Day. So,
yes.
You know, given recent events, like, you know, if you go out, if you see a cop, just go out and say thank you to them. And, you know, if you even get a speeding ticket, just say thank you.
As long, I mean, the police are very important in this community, and you know, you always have to show utmost respect anyways, every day of the year, not just Think a Cop Day. So, you know, they're the ones who keep, you know, everything flowing. So, Dave, it's a good idea.
And I'm hearing about Seth Rollins cashing on Cena at the pay-per-view. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I don't think Cena's got to win first for that to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to guarantee that. I mean, you know what? Rollins has got to cash in sometime.
Yeah, I don't see him cashing in on Lesnar.
No, it'd be great though. You know, I mean,
he can hold it until June, right?
It would cause a lot of problems.
Reigns wins the title, he cashes in on Reigns later.
I just don't. I don't see Reigns. He's getting shoved down our throats, and I don't like
it. Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
He's becoming a new Cena.
I would like to see Dean Ambrose get a push when he gets back. Which, by the way, I'm calling. He's going to interfere. And
yeah,
help
he's
Reigns
he's
win
he's
tomorrow.
Back. He's back Monday. So Dean Ambrose, so most likely he'll be back
tomorrow.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, thanks for calling, brother.
The last thing, if you want somebody to if you want somebody to beat up, you know, to be with Lesnar in the interim, we've seen Big Show before.
Yeah,
Dean Ambrose just is the guy who won't stay down, that just keeps taking a beating and taking a beating and taking a beating.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But then you get, you know, maybe Lesnar will learn that if you get some bricks and you stomp on his head, that he'll disappear for a month. You know, I don't know. Who knows, man? You know what? This is going to be a good pay-per-view because there's a lot of things coming out of it that we're not sure what direction they're going in. So I always kind of like these ones that don't have clear answers. So
they do.
Thanks
they
for calling,
curve
Dave.
Last year at Night of Champions, Daniel Bryan won. I did not expect that, and I'll admit I actually left Salvatore's early.
That's
I was
right.
Like, I know Randy Orton's going to win it. They're going to screw him over.
Yeah.
All right. We got Gary from Rochester. Gary, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you mentioned Star Wars people. And I happened to, I think it was on Bleacher Report or one of those things, that Sheamus is up for being Darth Vader in the new movie.
I've read that. They're looking for a stunt double.
He played Darth Vader before he was a wrestler. He was I can't remember what it was, but when
was
you mentioned
part of the
Star Wars,
501 Legion
it
or something?
It popped into my head that Sheamus was up for it.
Yeah, I read that too, and it said he was over in England where they're actually making the new movie. He was over there for a couple of weeks when he was recuperating from an injury. So a lot of people are thinking that maybe he's already done it. So that'd be great, you know. And by the way, you just reminded me of something. There's a convention here in town today.
Yeah, Brent Spiner.
Yeah, RockCon. If you go to the Eastman Theater up there on Ridge Road.
Yeah.
Brent, is it Spiner? You know,
Brent
Data,
Spiner.
The guy who played Data.
Yeah.
Data, are you listening, man? Give us a call.
He tweeted about being in Rochester, called it the Paris of the East Coast.
Oh, well, what a nice guy. Yeah. We're not on the East Coast.
There's another good one in Pennsylvania in December, Steel City Con.
Yeah, over in Pittsburgh,
Honky Tonk Man's going to be there.
Oh, very cool. Honky Tonk Man was at Warrant, wasn't it?
Winger.
He was at a Winger show in Akron.
He had an appearance at that exact place of doing signing at an ice cream joint right next door area.
Yeah, he was at this Winger show like last weekend. So it's like a friend of ours was there, and he took a picture of Honky Tonk.
He is the Winger type of guy.
he was grooving to him. There's a picture my friend posted of him.
He just played a character,
sitting,
sir.
He's a hillbilly. Hey, Gary, thanks so much for the call.
Yep. Bye.
All right. That's awesome. Yeah, RockCon's going on today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
The one guy I would love to meet is Mr. Billy West.
Billy West.
Yes, the voice of tons of
characters. Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy. He's also famous for the Howard Stern show.
Oh, Futurama.
Futurama.
He was Fry.
Fry, the doctor. He's like he's Zoidberg, too, I think.
Zoidberg? Yeah. Oi! Yeah. Okay, we got this. The artiste is joining us via the phone from the Rub-A-Dub-Dub Three Men in a Tub Hot Tub. What's up, buddy?
Not in the hot tub.
Don't drop the loofah.
This whole Lesnar-Cena match, I don't know. People are pretending to be excited for it tomorrow. I don't. Can this be the last time those two wrestle? Because that was such a terrible match. Like, we're just going to keep saying, oh, it was such a beatdown. It was also really boring. Like, that match is terrible. I don't want to see the rematch tomorrow. I really hope tomorrow's the last time I see those two wrestlers.
You know, and it may be, and I'm hoping it will be. I mean, if they say, if what we've read, saying Lesnar's going to coast into WrestleMania with a belt still, I'm thinking that maybe this is the last time and they got to move on to other things. And, you know, I mean, he does that. I think, you know what, why not the Big Show? I mean, we've seen that before, but it was years ago. So there's a whole new generation of wrestling fans who've never seen that.
And I would say
Cesaro, by the way, because of that whole Paul Heyman thing.
And Cesaro may walk off with Sheamus' belt at the pay-per-view. Imagine, you know.
Well,
the whole Next Generation thing, I mean, you mentioned Generation. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw the Next Generation. They had some tweets saying that they're showing up Monday, and the Next Generation involves the. You remember that picture we talked about last weekend on the air?
Oh, yeah, that Suzuki Konami guy.
Yeah, not only that, but he's also with Kevin Steen. He's with...
Devitt.
Yeah, Prince Devitt.
What names are they going to give these guys?
I hope that's the case. I'd love to see Kevin Steen on Monday Night Raw.
Just call him Steen.
I mean, as much as I'd like to see that, I'm kind of thinking it's more so like the Ascension, Sami Zayn, maybe Adrian Neville. Another example of WWE not caring about their pay-per-views and being like, oh, you got to watch Raw on Monday. Well, you have a pay-per-view. Why don't you just do it on the pay-per-view? Make people want to watch that, but they just don't matter anymore.
Yeah, maybe they could have like an established star come out and recruit these NXT guys to be his like mob, and you know, almost kind of like what was the group that the Wade Barrett
Nexus.
Like the Nexus kind of, you know?
You know, one of the things I was thinking about is they've removed the words pay-per-view from the lexicon.
Really. Yeah, they're gone.
It's just a major event,
yes.
Night of Champions or Survivor Series. They've removed the phrase of pay-per-view. So they don't care about the pay-per-view mostly because they already have your money.
That's true.
For the network. So they care about the ratings they're going to get on Monday night. So that's probably why they're pushing more for Monday night.
Oh, no, you're right. They don't. The pay-per-view income is down a lot because of the network. So
could the Next Generation just be that Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Big E thing?
That'd be good stuff.
They're still doing stuff with them. I've seen that some of the house shows, they're still trying to get them over as super heels. So, but they're not doing it on TV, so... You know, I saw that tweet yesterday, Rob. I think it was from Triple H that put that out saying, you know, the what do you call them, the next generation?
Yeah.
Next gen. That's probably going to be the short term for the group.
That'll clearly be the best part of the next week in wrestling. So
yeah, probably.
Ignore tomorrow, I guess. But, okay. Yeah, enjoy some garlic, but I got to run, but I'll see you guys.
Dude, are you coming out tomorrow night?
I will be there tomorrow,
okay,
yeah.
Well, man, everyone's going to be there. That's awesome.
Cheesy bread.
You take easy, Rob.
It's a party.
Yeah, cheesy bread, man. See ya. All right, 2222. You know, by the way, I want to shout out to our friend Chris Huber is getting married today. Congratulations, Chris Huber, getting married. Good friend of the show. Great shortstop for our softball team for many, many years. And he's tying the knot. I wish him luck.
God bless you, sir.
Yes, 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. We have to break. I'm going to go to break with a little of my Pope music. I just kind of dig it. It's very bassy. All right, we'll be back after these most important messages. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And the future WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And me, not Roman Reigns. I am the future of WWE.
It is comical that you speak of education when all you speak is propaganda. And Russia, the one thing that we subscribe to is the one thing that all you Americans avoid. The facts.
Hey, Billy, you got any predictions for this football season?
I got a lot of predictions.
Yeah?
Yep.
You know what I predict?
Yeah.
I predict everyone who purchases a vehicle from Fusillo Kia or Fusillo Hyundai during the Battle of the Brands, purchases or leases, new or used, is going to have a 51-inch Samsung flat-screen TV in their future.
That's not a prediction, Caroline. That's a sure thing.
So you're
That's
saying
gamble,
that I
Caroline.
Can actually
sure
see the
thing.
Future.
That's right. You can see the future. Everyone is going to leave here with a 51, including all pricing that purchases, leases, or new or used, 51 flat-screen Samsung.
The battle of the brands right here on Ridge Road.
Folks, most car dealers are giving away Frisbees or hats or coffee cups or something like that. Not here. When you come into the huge house, whether it's Fusillo Hyundai or Fusillo Kia, you're going to leave.
I like that.
That's right. When you leave with your new vehicle, you're going to be leaving or you're used with a 51 flat-screen Samsung.
That's right. It doesn't get any better.
Huge Rochester.
Sports weekend. Remember to talk sports with me Monday, 3 until 6, only on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
can't accept is being attacked from behind by Randy Orton to make a statement. Why did he do that? Because I'm a six-time world champion. By taking Chris Jericho out, he makes the statement. But he didn't finish me off. The Viper made a mistake, because as of right now, I am the Viper Vanquisher. The Cobra Crusher, the Snake Shredder, the Adder Mad Hatter, the Ophidian Obsidian. I am the Copperheader Shredder. I am Y2J Chris Jericho. And as of right now, as of tonight and at Night of Champions, when I'm done, Randy Orton will never, ever be the same again.
Hey, this is Rhino from TNA. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Mark Fantasia. Jay-Z joining us. Jay-Z Cube. Just... can you hear me? You can.
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
All right. See, I told you, you don't even need headphones. All right. 222-1280, StarToy is the number. And you hear Chris Jericho, he's hissed at the end of that. It's like the steam was escaping from his wet boot. And you probably don't get that joke unless you like the movie Blazing Saddles. What's that, steam? All right.
Most of the jokes I remember from that movie are not appropriate for radio.
Yeah. It's a funny movie.
First
okay?
one came to mind and it was bad.
Yes, all right. Exactly. Same thing.
All right. So 222-1280, Star Toys number. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizza at Palmer's Food Service and Donuts Light Empire Culver. Join us tomorrow night for Night of Champions. Come help me celebrate my birthday as well as have a good time watching WWE pay-per-view. There's no cover charge. Starts at 8 o'clock. Get there a little bit early. You can hang out. I'll give out tickets. I got some T-shirts to give away. We figured out a way I can do it finally so I don't... You can't hear me, possibly. It involves turning off the sound for seconds for me to call a number. So you'll have to lose your sound there for a second, but and you'll just hear me. But we'll do that tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. And if the Redskins win during the day, I'll be even happier to be there at night.
Oh, no.
They're playing Philadelphia. It's going to be a good game. All right. So, you know.
Bills are going 3-0.
Yeah. All right. I hope so, too, man. It'd be great. They're playing San Diego tomorrow. It's going to be an exciting game. Sorry, 49ers fans. That terrible Monday night game. It's good if you're a Chicago fan.
I'm not over it.
What is it called, the logic, where it's like, okay, the Bills beat Chicago, Chicago beat 49ers, so the Bills are better than 49ers.
The Bills beat Dolphins.
Yeah, next one is if the Bills beat San Diego, San Diego beat Seattle, the Bills are better than San Diego, are better than Seattle.
Oh,
so it's logic. It's those logic
some
statements.
Some weird logic. I don't know what it is, but.
All right. 222-1280 Star Toys. And also, I'm playing Stone Cold Steve Austin because there's a lot of rumors floating around about him right now.
He's been in the gym.
He's been in the gym, and he's been mentioned on WWE TV, and he shows up at all their pay-per-views, and there's a lot of thoughts of maybe he's coming back for a big match. He mentioned a while ago that they're going to have a WrestleMania at Cowboys Stadium. Not this year coming up, because that's
a year from now.
Year from now. So maybe we could start building a program towards that.
Who would they feed to him? Or who would he...
Well, no longer CM Punk. That was the original intent.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
I can't see anybody I would... I mean, who? Bray Wyatt?
John Cena?
John Cena, I would rather they put him with a young guy, but...
Bray Wyatt, that would be...
I would hope it would be a really good heel. Maybe Brock Lesnar. Remember they could go off the whole... Remember, he quit when he was supposed to lose to Brock Lesnar in the Survivor Series.
Right. Battle of the Quitters.
And then he was refereeing that match between him and Goldberg.
And he stunned him, yeah.
Yes, he stunned them both.
So, I mean, they could build up on some old footage. I'm not sure where they're going with it. I don't... You know, I would love to see that. I mean, because they're also talking about The Rock coming back and wrestling Brock Lesnar, too.
Do they just not have any faith in the wrestlers that they have right now? I am honestly.
Well, I mean, if you look at the ratings numbers, the guys who they're bringing in are from an era when it was double or triple what they're getting now.
Yeah, and I think it's less that they don't have faith in the wrestlers they have. They don't have faith in wrestling fans.
Yeah.
To come back and come back strong for guys that they might not be as familiar with.
So you're cashing in on old stuff. I mean.
Yeah.
In the Attitude Era, did you bring back all the Hulk Hogan's and everybody? No, actually,
every time they were in a pinch, they would bring Hulk Hogan back. Yeah. Remember WrestleMania, was it 6?
Yes.
That one in Las Vegas?
Oh, that was 9.
Oh, no, 9, yeah, that's right. That's where,
I mean, toga party.
He had nothing to do with that pay-per-view until, like, that day, you know, or that week, you know? So it's like and he had just got done making a movie and a bunch of other things.
Yeah,
so.
he came to the show with a black eye. They never really explained why he had a black eye. No, they kayfabed it, but I don't know what the
well, in reality, it was a boating accident.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I remember that's what Brutus Beefcake shattered his jaw. And still will not let anybody hit him in the face to this day because of
it. It's a beautiful face.
It is. You can work with the Miz then. Bring him back.
It's just not held together very well. So a couple.
Well, yeah, it's got a lot of screws in it.
Yeah, lawn battle. You know,
Frankenstein.
Yeah, big time. So
sorry, this is ancient history. People don't even.
Well, I don't know. I mean, with the network out there, a lot of stuff is coming back up. You know, I mean, there's a lot. And you have the network, right?
Oh, yeah. I watch the network every
day. Did you renew it?
Uh-huh.
For another 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. You're the first person I know that did.
Really?
I freaked out when the when I got on and says, you're not authorized. I go, what?
No, I didn't.
Hey, well, Mark, let's talk about how you get it, okay? No, let's not. No.
I watch NXT, and that's probably my favorite hour of wrestling television a week.
Yeah.
And if they do call up like half the roster, they're calling like the next generation, you know, like,
well, you know, they've been, we haven't mentioned it, but people like Sami Zayn and Neville, they've been touring with him anyways.
Yep.
They're out. And actually, Sami Zayn played the rabbit a couple times. I believe he did the super kick and the splash.
He's used to wrestling in a mask.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal for him to be in a bunny suit, I guess.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in the roster, main roster, but I'm afraid he's going to get Evan Bourne.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't see him. He's my favorite guy on the entire roster of WWE completely.
But with him, Kenta, I had said it last week, bring back the cruiserweight title.
Who's Kenta?
Yeah, Kenta's...
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you mean Toyota Suzuki.
No. His name, hold on. I just wrote, oh, Kenta changed his name. Hideo Itami.
Yes.
And it's named after Hideo Nomo and Itami from...
Naruto!
Naruto manga anime.
Sorry.
I don't really see Kevin Steen's name.
Yeah, I'm afraid they're going to make him a zookeeper.
No. He's going to come out and be a... Who's the guy that Tracy Morgan played on Saturday Night Live, the zookeeper?
Oh, he was like,
oh, I can't remember that guy's name.
I'm thinking the Kevin... who is it? Kevin James movie. He wasn't Paul Blart, but he was a zookeeper.
Oh, no. Well, let's hope not. Let's, you know, I mean, why don't you just leave him as Kevin Steen, you know?
Just call him Steen, the best
wrestler in the NXT.
The way I'd fantasy book it is have Sami Zayn win the title from Neville at some point, and then just Steen attacks him.
Yeah.
Because they've got history.
Well, a lot of people were waiting for Steen to come out at the TakeOver 2 when they were announcing Kenta.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, and why would they feed their strongest tag team to Kenta like that? I love TakeOver. I thought it was good, but I thought that whole moment with Kenta and the Ascension just did not make sense.
Yeah. If you don't have the network...
I'm sorry, I'm talking foreign language.
If you don't have the network, you really don't know what we're talking about. But we did talk about it quite a bit last week. It was a very, very, very good show, and you got to check it out if you have the network or if there's other ways to find NXT. It used to be on the Sunshine Network, I believe, at one time.
It was
actually televised. But
it's on Hulu as well.
Let's go do some news before. We only got a few minutes left in here. 222-1280, star 1280. Chris from Brighton thinks Steve Austin versus HBK. We didn't mention Brodus Clay shows up in TNA. Brodus Clay has signed a contract, you know, but the TNA is really not signing a lot of long-term contracts because there's so many questions about where they're going. But one thing we know for sure is that they're taping their shows that will run through the rest of the year right now in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and they've actually got dates set to tape next year in the Manhattan Center.
Huh.
So they know something, but they're not letting us know yet.
I think Spike's going to fold, but they're going to lowball him.
Well, Spike is, you know, I think Spike, it was a real test to move him to Wednesdays to see if people would follow, and actually they have. It took a couple weeks, but they're back up to the numbers.
They're not going
to
give up a million viewers a week.
I know, it's stupid. And
they're going to end up on pay-per-view weekly. Like
not unless they change their name to, you know, the Women's Channel, and, you know, and they get rid of all contact sports off of it. Because they have the boxing or the
Bellator.
They have the kickboxing too. They have Bellator, but they also have a kickboxing Glory. It's called. Is it Glory? I can't remember what it is now. But yeah, they have that going on, and so there's a lot of manly things there. But I think it was a real test to move them to Wednesday, and it was a wise idea, I think, now because one, they're not up against football,
and if they move SmackDown to Thursdays,
but they're not moving SmackDown. No, it definitely is not moving.
That's good to know.
We got, you know, a Bound for Glory is happening in October, and it's in Japan, so we're gonna obviously see it on tape delay. The Bud Dudleys are being inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame. That will happen. Bully Ray apparently signing a contract extension long enough for that to happen, and maybe longer. We're not sure. They're not really doing long term contracts until they know they have a future in TV.
That's smart.
So all these contracts that are lapsing, it's not because they don't want to sign them. It's because they're not sure where they're going to be. So until they have a TV network, they're not re-signing anybody, which is scary because we're really coming down to the bitter end of who's left on contract, you know?
Well, if they treat it like ECW, they'll just make new stars. you know, start making new stars, and hopefully they can book it properly so people believe. But I think the brand's been damaged over in the past. So I don't know. I don't think Spike's going to give them up. I think they're going to lowball them, and they're going to take the money.
I think they want to take part ownership in the company. I think that was one of the things, because they because Viacom has a stake, they own Spike, and they have a stake in Bellator. Okay. So, I mean, a lot of people are thinking that maybe that's what they're holding out for.
So they can cross-pollinate, you know, because they have...
Well, I mean, they've got Bobby Lashley won on his Bellator debut, and we saw King Mo win, and King Mo has been, he wants to wrestle, you know, Rampage not so much anymore, but, and also Bobby Lashley is still, you know, technically still the champion of TNA. I say technically. If you want to look more into that, you can. But I won't say anything more. But there was something else that I was going to mention about that. It kind of slipped my mind. But yeah, so they, you know, I think it's wise that they keep them on Spike. But there's some other people that are definitely looking to sign them, just not as big networks. Oh, someone just called and asked when Chris Jericho is going to be in town. He will be in town October 10th. It's a Friday. And Bozzy's going to be playing at the Water Street Music Hall, and he'll be signing at the Record Archive earlier that day. And we got to go to break on that note because we are running out of time for the show. 222-1280, star 1280. If we can get you in the last segment, you are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. Not WHTK, Fox Sports 1280.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Coosha Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Dan Patrick. Monday morning, 9 till noon. On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
This is Madison Rain, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, our last segment of the week. Yeah, Chris Jericho is going to be in town October 10th. Theory of a Dead Man, I believe, is the main event band. Fozzy's opening up for him. He's going to be at the Record Archive. If you buy a CD between now and then, they'll give you a wristband. You can come back. Chris Jericho will sign it for free. Huh. Maybe he'll insult you, too, if you're lucky.
Call you Junior?
Yeah. We've had this discussion the last couple of weeks on the show about how everybody on the show has been ripped by him during one of the interviews. So.
I don't think I have yet.
No,
me either.
I haven't either, but everybody else has asked dumb questions.
It's just great
so.
When Danger Boy says, "What do you think of Frit?" And he goes, "What's Frit? It's fruit."
And Danny got one too last time he was on. So yeah. So I told him to just take it as a badge of honor. You know, it's like when we had Bobby the Brain Heenan on, and he ripped everybody, and we all just sat there and smiled while he did it.
It's like getting roasted by Don Rickles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would be truly an honor.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at you, baby gorilla.
So we're going to see Christian on the pre-show for the Night of Champions. First time he's back, he's going to be doing a peep show, apparently with Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho is supposed to be done after the pay-per-view, but I'm having a feeling he might, you know, be setting something up for the future after his tour with Fozzy coming in, because he's touring like every night with Fozzy after this pay-per-view. And we're going to go see him, hopefully. But definitely look for that on the pre-show this week. Also, you see the world premiere of WWE's See No Evil 2 is going to be taking place October 15th. Yeah, the smash hit See No Evil. I've never saw it, to be honest with you.
Me either. Yeah. I wanted to, but I don't watch horror movies at my house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got little kids. Yeah. You know, you want them to sleep.
Well,
you know?
I let them watch Silence of the Lambs once. So it was not a good idea.
Jay-Z, tell me what you think about Total Divas.
I never watched Total Divas.
Never ever?
Never ever.
And this is the last time we see of Jay-Z.
Never ever, ever watched
Mark,
Total
did you
Divas.
Watch last week's episode?
Parts of it.
Okay, what'd you think?
It's, well, Cameron is no longer with Naomi, so I guess that's good. The whole thing's scripted. It's horrible to watch,
it
honestly.
Is.
But I can't look away.
I don't see the appeal.
Well, you know,
I can
you know
barely
what?
Put up with the beard.
Where,
with the
where is the artiste when we need this kind of support for anti-divas shows?
I can't watch Total. I just can't. I just don't. It doesn't appeal to me. I don't watch the Kardashians. Why am I going to watch the divas? I think it's just equated to the same.
No, well,
same
listen. I got to tell you something. The divas are much better people. You know?
Yeah,
and they actually have talented. They have talent to get to where they are.
Okay. I'll give them that, but it's still not entertaining to me.
Well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank you, Jay-Z.
Are you saying Kim Kardashian is not talented?
No, she's not. Well, I don't know. It depends on what you think
what
is talent.
What videos have you watched?
Yeah, what do you call talent? We'll have to ask Ray J that. 222.
Yo,
no.
Yo.
We got to get out of here. I want to thank Jay-Z for coming up. Jay-Z, it's nice to see you again. Maybe we'll see you sometime in the next lunar year.
Yeah, maybe before WrestleMania.
Who knows? Maybe sooner when the hot tub of love is full.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's full now. It's a whole lot of people in that.
It is. Thank you, Mark, for making it. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. And Mark was out playing last night for a great benefit. And it's a whole weekend they're doing a benefit, right?
Yeah, at the Flower City Station, which used to be the old Easy on East. They're doing it for Officer Pearson. They're doing a three-day event, lots of bands. Definitely check it out
and come out and join us for Sunday's night at WWE's Night of Champions with us, and we'll see you next week, folks.